Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to call our meeting to order. My apologies for the slight delay. We have some lists to exchange, Chairman, on as it relates to fixed capital outlay for education. And so the House, I'll just go over it in brief. These documents are available, but on education fixed capital outlay in maintenance, a total of $174.6 million, in special facilities, a total of $59.6 million, other capital outlay maintenance, $16.3 million, a total of approximately $155.8 million in universities. We do show the capital improvement fee projects for the cash and universities at $41.1 million, and the college system at $92.5 million. So that would be the offer on fixed cap. And to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And the Senate is pleased to offer to the House a water list, which is available to the public online, and we have copies of the water project list of the House and Senate. It's approximately $86 million. And with your permission, sir, I would suggest that perhaps the House and Senate could take a 3 to 5 minute break for us to review your PICO offer, and you could take a look at our water offer, and then we could go from there if that meets with your pleasure.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chair, and we'll take a brief break. All right. Thanks very much, Chairman. We're prepared to accept the proposal on water projects. And I would turn it over to you whenever you're ready, sir.
Thank you. You can just give me one moment. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And on behalf of the Senate, we accept the House's PICO offer with the following technical revision that we just want the public to be aware of. The Miami-Dade College project, which is line 85 in the PICO, refers to a remodeling and renovation of several buildings for $5 million. That's was inaccurately put onto the form. The actual project that is being funded is a gymnasium at the North Campus of Miami-Dade College, and we understand that there was simply a technical glitch when the two lists were combined, and I would request respectfully that we could ask our staff to simply make that correction. But with that one technical correction, we accept the House PICO offer.
Okay, sounds good. And I think, did you have some closing remarks, Chairman? You're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I have made it a practice at our sort of final budget meeting on numbers. I like to focus on something in the budget that's important to Floridians, important to House members and senators, because ultimately the budget isn't about numbers, it's about values and priorities. And what I want to focus on today is what I call the Beniquisto Scholar Program. Senator Beniquisto came to me several months ago as we were preparing for session to talk about an issue where National Merit Scholars who graduate from our high schools, our best and brightest, frequently go to college out of state because Florida isn't competitive to give them the option. They may choose to go out of state, and we certainly respect that. There's sometimes good reasons for that, but we certainly wouldn't want one of our great academic students to leave Florida because they can get a better offer in another state. So we work together, and I want to thank the House for its courtesy to create a National Merit Scholar Program. At last count, Florida has 241 National Merit Scholars at our public universities. We're in third place. Second place is Texas, and in first place with 314 merit scholars is Alabama, so good for them. But not for long with calls like that, as Bum Phillips said to the NFL referee. So we're now back in the game of competing for National Merit Scholars. The money that the House and the Senate have appropriated gives any National Merit Scholar in Florida, so parents and students, especially those in 11th grade or 10th grade ready to take the PSAT, tune up. It pays an entire full ride at any public university in Florida. It includes all your tuition, room and board, travel expenses, reasonable travel to and from home, transportation, insurance while you're a student, your books, and fees. So it's an entire full ride. And because a student may choose to attend one of our great independent universities in Florida, we'll pick the University of Miami in honor of Senator Flores as an example. If you attend the University of Miami, you can take your approximately $21,000, which is the value of a full cost of attendance at our state university. You can take the value of that and transfer it dollar for dollar toward the higher cost of attending an independent university. So I am really excited to come back here at this time next year and see how many Benequisto scholars we have in Florida. And I predict that we will soon overtake Texas and Alabama into first place. So, Senator Benequisto, thank you for a brilliant idea. Chairman McKeel and Chair Frezen and the other House colleagues, thank you for working with us to make this happen. And thank you for your cordiality during the negotiations. I think we have a budget that we can all be proud of. Thank you, sir, for giving me a couple minutes.
Okay. Thanks very much. If there's nothing further, Senator Benequisto moves, we rise.